All right. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? BC here. Another episode of Supreme Being, the podcast. We're on every Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. First and foremost, this podcast is sponsored by Team BC, my real estate team. If you guys need anything real estate, you can contact me personally or go to teambcsold.com and send us a message. Number two, a huge shout out to my tribe and my squad, Modern Success. Huge shout out to them. If you guys are looking for more mentorship from me, more help, more support, you know, live video calls, products, all that stuff, join Modern Success. The link is in my bio on Instagram, or you can go to briancasella.com and join there. I've checked everything. The podcast is good. Supreme Being is the name of this podcast. It is on every platform, Spotify. If you're having issues with Spotify, you just have to sort it. But all my new episodes are going on there. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Podomatic. We're pretty much everywhere when it comes to podcasts. So make sure you check it out. Leave me a review if you haven't, okay? Also, final shout out, in another day or two, we're starting the social media challenge. I put the link in my bio on Instagram. I've also put it on Facebook and Instagram as well. YouTube, if you guys need any help finding the link and you wanna sign up, let me know, and I'll send it over to you via DM, okay? So let's start this thing, okay? I want to discuss something that's very important, okay? And this is a process you have to consistently refine, and there's no limit to this, all right? When I trace back everything I've done, whether it was athletically, whether it was through real estate, business, sales, whatever it is, really, if I was to break it down to a few core things, and you've heard me talk about a lot on this podcast and many different things, but in this one in particular, and I'm going to dissect it a little bit over the next 20, 25 minutes so you can understand this a little bit more, because at face value, a lot of people don't get this, okay? But I'll give you a few examples, all right? I want to discuss this topic of the way that we think and what we consider possible in a general sense, okay? Follow me with this. I'll repeat it again, but follow me. I want you to drop any preconceived notion. You know, if you think you know this, I want you to stop for a second and say, okay, I'm going to pretend for the next 20 minutes that I don't know anything about this, just so you can listen. I want you to listen with a blank slate, thinking differently and possibilities, okay, in general, expanding that horizon, okay? I'm going to give you some examples now, because when I look back at a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of, you know, being able to overcome challenges, attack maybe a very common and general subject from a different angle, and really begin to, in quotes, fix a lot of things and improve in a lot of areas. It really was just that. It was the way I was thinking. Okay, now let me give you a few examples before we start so you get where I'm coming from. All right. I say the words, three words to somebody. Actually, no, I'll say it a little bit differently, right? We'll save that one for later. If I tell people, okay, if I tell people, hey, in a week, you need to come back here with X amount of money, fill in the blank, $100, $500, right? Fill in that blank. You need to come back here in a week or a month with X amount of money, okay? Go. I present that challenge to somebody or that task. Hey, you have to do this. So pretend for a moment you're in here with me and we have to do it. Me and you, we're told by somebody, we look at each other. Okay, we got to come up with this money. I want you to pause that for a minute in this simulation that we're running. Okay. How somebody thinks in that exact moment is extremely crucial. Let me explain why right now. To the majority of the population on this planet, the moment I say that, their mind immediately narrows in to the one possibility. Uh-oh, I need to get a job. I need to find somebody who will employ me, whether it's for a week or a month, and pay me X amount of dollars an hour. That's how their mind computes it. That's all they see as a possibility. And anything outside of that, for many people, does not even exist. Okay? Now, that may be very elementary to some people. Okay? And the funny thing is the people who laugh at that are the same people who think that way. When you put them in that position, they just don't believe that they do, okay? Now, someone else like me or anybody else, even if you add one possibility to that, You just expanded that person's awareness and consciousness a lot. Okay. Because really, when you look at that from the outside, that person's notion of reality is very limited. Okay. This is a very general concept, but this is applicable everywhere. Right? People who are great problem solvers tend to think more expansively in a sense. Even if it's just in their one subject or one genre, they have this ability. And this is something that anybody and everyone can unlock, right? Now, typically, I know if somebody's following me and they're listening to this, you guys are more already, you've either been conditioned to think more openly or you've begun this journey of starting to expand your awareness a little bit and think outside of the box, right? That's the common term. But think about that for a second. One person's like, let's get a job. So that person does, in that example that I gave where it's me and somebody else, boom, they go and they start hunting for a job. Now, I can have another option, a third option, right? Start my own business, right? Do something entrepreneurial, buy low, sell high. Let's say I have five ideas. When in reality, I have the original one that the other guy had plus five other ideas. So I have six possibilities that I'm playing with. And we know that life is very mathematical in a sense. So if one guy has one possibility, I have six, who has the advantage there? Me. Because I'm already looking at six different things. Something so fundamental, so ordinary. But when I give that example, it's very simple and literally anybody from any age can understand, right? So now, moving forward, someone will say, well, dude, I get that. How do I start automatically thinking that way? How can I start to expand my mind to even consider stuff like that? Okay, cool. The first thing is you have to understand and accept the fact that the world that you've been sold and your way of thinking and your belief system and your philosophies and all that stuff, everything that composes of your life right now, you need to already accept and be okay with knowing, okay, I don't know everything and there's another way. And everything that I do and everything that I know, there's another way in most of it. Okay. That already will shock your system enough for you to say, okay, now I'm open. Because a lot of people, this concept, the number one block to this is uncomfort. Because if you've been taught something for so long, and now you're presented some sort of factual data that you can even look at and say, okay, that's true, but it completely shatters your world and your way of thinking around one subject, that's a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow. And a lot of people for that reason will recognize that fact, but stay away from it and keep living in their literal created dream world because they don't want to accept that, right? And it takes a certain level of, you know, shedding your ego, a certain level of maturity and responsibility to be able to do that because ultimately this is your evolution. And if you're not willing to accept that, you will not evolve, period, on every level. This will keep your consciousness and your ability, your enthusiasm, your fulfillment in life very low, okay? Very low because you're willingly being naive in many cases. You're literally willingly being naive. Not everybody, but some people are. They're willingly naive, believe it or not. It's sad, okay? So we have this. The first thing is you accept that. The second thing is you have to start to ask yourself exploratory questions, okay? Saying, okay, let's go back to that first example. I need to make money. Even a simple question saying, well, how can I earn money? What exactly can I do to earn money? How many possibilities do I really have? Can I think of anything outside of this job or finding employment that could possibly pay me? And you begin to now, you know, when that person in that position, typically that person isn't going to be like 6 years old, right? So they're already going to have other ideas in their mind, but those ideas that are there or possibilities haven't been connected yet, okay? So it's not like you have to stumble across. You don't have to stumble across new information. A lot of the stuff that we've read, experienced, seen, heard is already in our subconscious mind. But when you present the right question, okay, and you start opening yourself up to this different level of thinking, you now start connecting those dots automatically by presenting the right questions and making the right connections neurologically. That's how it works. It's not always, or it's actually very rare, that we're going to get this startling new datum. Okay. Now we're going to learn, of course, we do that on a daily basis, but a lot of these in quotes, light bulb moments and ahas, it's merely a connection of two previous, in your mind, unrelated things that suddenly more light was shed upon them. And now they're going to be connected. Okay. So in a sense, this is more just you shedding away layers and limits and breaking these glass ceilings and being like, oh, okay, I thought I was trapped in this box. Now I found out through this breaking of the glass, I'm actually in a big house now. Then the next level would be to break the roof of the house. Now you're in a field and we have to keep expanding. There's no limit to it, really. I mean, I don't think anybody's found a limit, but what it does is you start looking and viewing things from an open perspective and you don't come in with any preconceived notions. Now there's going to be times and situations where you want that. You want to have an idea of what you're working with, of course. But in general, when we're looking at something in the sense of you approaching it from a different angle, solving a new problem, or requiring something of yourself that's new that you haven't done before, this is the type of technique and way of thinking and way of being that you want to have access to, okay? Because it'll get you to ask yourself the right questions and put yourself in the correct state to figure it out and progress. When we look at people who are trailblazers, people who are doing new things, this is how their mind is working. And I'm not saying you guys have to live like that 24/7, but this is something that you want to have in your tool belt. You want to have access to this. So at the least, when you need it, you don't have to be in this mode 24/7. You can, but you don't have to, right? You can stay in your lane. And when you need to, you can jump in the other one and say, okay, I need to start thinking outside of the box here and at least have the ability to do it. Now, for a lot of people, this is scary because, again, you have to get out of your status quo, right? A lot of the stuff, when you really think about it, if we're going to relate something, you know, a lot of the stuff that I've done on social media and in my business to grow my business, my real estate business and my other businesses that I'm doing and everything I'm doing on social media and video marketing, a lot of it was this very thing that I'm talking to you about right here because I'm either one of the first or the first in many things to do it the way that I did it, in a sense. If you really want to think about it that way, it's true. I've added a twist to it. I've added something different. I've tried something new. But how did I come to that? How about some of these lines that I've told people, you know, these concepts that I've taught people, or, you know, even these dialogues that I've come up with that people have asked me, hey, where did you come up with that line? I said, well, I created it, dude. My mind had to have been in that position. It's not that I'm smarter than anybody. It's just I opened up this part of my mind and way of thinking to allow myself to access that and be open to receiving that type of information, which probably was just other information and datum floating in my mind that now I made the connection because I was open to doing it. But see, I have no problem breaking barriers. I have no problem dropping or shedding old belief or philosophy because my mind isn't stuck on things. And this is the concept I want to reiterate. A stuck mind that's stuck on one thing that cannot change is a weak mind. Stuck and focused, like a focused mind is powerful. A stuck mind is weak, okay? You have to be able to drop or add something new when, you know, the situation calls for it. Or if you get a better, more relevant datum in something that's more updated, it's more improved, then boom, you replace the old one. You don't stay stuck on the old one just because it's the old one, right? You stick with the best one. And that's what you want to do. So when we start doing this more and more, and I welcome everybody, if you're new to this type of thinking, it's really start small. Look at like daily habits that you do and say, man, I've been doing this, cooking this, doing this, taking this route, walking this way, exercising this way. Have you even failed to consider something new? Even taking your mind to that would maybe get you to explore or search something or pick up a book that will teach you something that when you read it, you're like, God damn, I waited so long. I should have done this earlier. This will begin this, in a sense, ritualistic habit and ritual, literally, of you doing this and exploring new things. You know what it really is internally, like in your soul? It gives you access back to being a kid. Because when we were a kid, we didn't think this way. We weren't so rigid in our thinking. And that's what one of the benefits of being a kid is you have this elasticity of your mind where you're just like, oh, I'll do anything. I'll try anything. Oh, this seems good. Yeah, we had a shorter attention span, but we didn't have some of the limits that we have as adults. We were trying new things. We're like, oh, okay, we would think about things different ways. Just because somebody told us to do something a certain way didn't mean we only did it that way. I remember being told how to tie my shoes and brush my teeth and all that stuff. And I ended up doing it my own way. Sometimes I listened, sometimes I didn't, but that led to me having more fun, exploring, figuring new things out. I mean, it was really cool. I remember that being a really fun time in my life too. So I've done other lectures and stuff where I have people, in a sense, in certain scenarios and situations, you know, get back to being, you know, like a kid again. Because this is one of those things. This is something that, again, you did more naturally as a child, that as you became an adult and, in quotes, grew up, which is a stupid fucking saying, you created a lot of rigidness around these certain subjects and ways of thinking, where you're like, oh, I can't think that way. I have to be an adult. I have to do this. I have to be responsible. I have to be. We've added all these labels that shove you into boxes and put your mind in a very small space to where you won't look for answers in different places, because you were told that the answers are here. And in many times and situations, the best answers aren't there, and you won't look somewhere else. Right? Like, I know a lot, and this is another example. I know a lot of people who will refuse to watch me and learn from me because they don't like me, in quotes. That's a stuck mind. Why? You're denying yourself the possibility to learn something new from me, because I wear earrings, or I cuss, or this, or that, blah, 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 blah. That's a direct example of this. Many of you are not studying books and information and people because you were told by somebody else, don't look over there. That person's bad. Don't study them. Even if the person is bad, what the fuck does that have to do with the information that they might have? If they have a great piece of information that would help you and make your life better, what does it matter if they're a piece of shit or a bad person? It doesn't matter. We have to be able to see, but we limit, right? That's one of the biggest ways, by the way, that they've been able to hide great information from people. What do? They destroy the reputation of a person. And then many times it's not even true. They'll just destroy the reputation. So you won't even look at that person or listen to them ever again. You've subconsciously blocked out that subject or person because you were told that they were, in quotes, bad. Isn't that crazy? So they've literally taken this concept and use it as a mental attack on you. And you don't even know it. You'll just see that person. Oh, fuck that guy. Fuck that person. I don't like them. Oh, I heard they're an asshole. And even if it's like gossip where you didn't hear it directly from a source, but enough people told you, you're like, oh, I heard that person's like bad. Oh, I heard they're a thief. Oh, I heard they're a liar. Oh, I heard they rob people. Oh, I heard that he's a cult leader. Oh, and you don't even know for a fact. You've just heard that. So now, again, that person for you as an individual could have that answer that'll take you to the next level. Or they have that concept that you've been looking for and you'll never find it because you won't look there. Isn't that a trip? Isn't that a fucking trip, dude? And you know, when I started exploring stuff like this and saying, oh man, I was doing that too. I was just mind blown because I was like, dude, I've limited my perception and myself so much with these twisted backwards concepts. It's nuts. So everyone's like, well, how does that relate to everyday life? It relates tremendously. Think about some of these major categories where you may be flawed, right? Like finances or your business, sales, communication, right? Relationships, everyday life, maybe hobbies or things that you would love to do, but you won't look at it or do it because of some of these mentally limiting beliefs and ways of thinking and viewing, right? Because when I break some of this stuff down logically, very quickly, people are like, oh yeah, that doesn't make sense. Or, oh yeah, you're right. And it's a general consensus most of the time with this stuff. Yet, why do I, this random person on a podcast, why do I have to bring it up? Right? To me, it's like everybody should be saying this, right? But I understand that to an extent, individuals are underneath a spell, right? They are literally underneath a spell. And this is all just like mental warfare and tactics. And many times we impose it on ourselves in many cases, or it was just conditioning that was handed down, which then becomes such a regular part that then we fall into that label of, well, that's just the way we are. That's how my family is. You see, even that is a very limited concept. Just because your family's like that doesn't mean you need to be like that. Who said that? Where's that book of life that says that that's a rule and a law? It's not. But I challenge it. I dare to challenge it, as many other concepts that I was given. That's what's allowed me to live the life that I live, because I've taken a route walked by few and criticized and judged by many, but I'm willing to do it. I don't care. So, you know, in conclusion, I want you guys to start looking at some of these concepts. This isn't complicated stuff, guys. It may sound pretty cool or out there, but it's not. It's just you looking and saying, you know, what I'm looking at right now, what I'm thinking, is that all that's there or is there more? And that's a cool state to be in, because now you start opening up doors that you wouldn't have otherwise opened. You start thinking differently. You'll start meeting different people. You'll start looking at different subjects. You'll start getting certain insights, and you'll start leading yourself more towards where you need to go. Okay, cool. So that's it for this one, guys. Appreciate you listening. I enjoy this podcast so much because I can really just talk about whatever the hell that I want. And I'll normally jump on and just discuss what's on my mind. So appreciate the support. If you guys need anything real estate, you can contact me personally and I'll help you, or go to teambcsold.com. We're in 8 states now nationwide. My team is expanding very, very quickly. If you guys are interested in partnering with me at eXp Realty, go to partnerwithteambc.com. Check out that video and schedule a call with us if you like what you see. If you guys are looking for more support from me, more one-on-one time, video calls, Q&As, lectures, products, all that fun stuff, private groups, go to briancasella.com and sign up for Modern Success. Shout out to my MS tribe. Also, the social media challenge, if you guys haven't signed up, I recommend you do. I've been blasting it everywhere. If you can't find the link, message me and I'll send it to you. And other than that, we'll see you guys next week, every Monday, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Peace out.